What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Orale Bohite, coming at you from this very gloomy May and just chilling out here outside of Chela's with my guests today. Please introduce yourselves. Let folks know who you are.
That's Oscar Rodriguez Zapata.
What's up, Oscar? What up, man? ¿Cómo está? Well, how's your day been going?
Good, man. It's a little cold out, a little gloomy, so...
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's a fucking big change from what we're normally used to, like burning up at this time already and shit.
Right.
But thank you again, man, for making time, for being on the show. I know it was like super last minute. I think I just, today's Thursday? Yeah. I'll probably hit you up Monday? Tuesday?
Tuesday. No, it's Tuesday. So, but nah, yeah, definitely, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, yeah. One of the quicker turnarounds for this show, which is like very rare for me. Usually I try to plan things like a couple of weeks in advance and... Somebody got hurt. Somebody got stopped. What's going on?
I heard sirens. Too, no?
Oh, it's an ambulance over there by Mariachi Plaza.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. So we're out here at Chela's drinking this sandia watermelon beer.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
It tastes like candy.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I like I was mentioning before we started recording, I love your photography. I love your eye. I love your perspective. A big fan of the work that you choose to share on social media. So,
thank you.
I know there's the bigger thing we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about your upcoming art show that you have coming up. But I wanted to get the conversation going with just that, like talking about photography from one to another, right? What inspired you to pick up the camera?
Damn. I just know that in back in 2008, 2009. The PS3 was just released or had been released, and one of my good friends Greg, we call him Don Goyo, he had a nice little Nikon D40, and we'd just go around and he'd take pictures.
Nice.
And I was just like, damn, it's a nice camera, I want a camera. And then I hardly used my PS3, and I was like, hey, you want to trade, dude? And he didn't hesitate.
Oh shit.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm pretty sure he came up with a better deal at the end. But, I got my camera, and from there, I never looked back,
Was this, like, the first generation PS3 that it could do everything? Like, you can do a SIM card, all this
I want to say so, but, I'm not a big, Sony PlayStation guy or a gaming guy. I just got rid of that thing, dude. I was just like, you know what? I don't even play it, So, like, here you go. I just know I had Spider-Man in it. I played it a few times, good game, but I just wanted to. I just can't stand still, so I gotta be walking around doing things. So I think photography was one of them. It's the reason I do photography, walking around.
Dude. I think as I keep getting older, I love a good photo walk.
Yeah,
like just to go stroll down a neighborhood with no sense of urgency that I gotta get somewhere or I gotta be somewhere on time or I have a commitment to somebody. I'm just there on my own time, in my own leisure. And just, like, trying to open up my mind to, like, whatever's happening in the neighborhood and try to capture something.
Yeah,
so
it's beautiful.
Yeah, dude, it is. It's very relaxing and calming. But that's a trip that you just, like, straight up traded a PS3 for a camera.
Yeah, dude. And, but hopefully, I'm glad I did.
Hopefully it came with, like, a lens kit and everything.
I don't remember, Tomato. The only remember what kind of lens it came with. I don't even know it came with an SD card or the charging port. I don't even know, dude. I just know that. I had that camera, and, ever since, I haven't looked back. So.
Damn, that's fucking dope. Yeah, what was it like when you're like, all right, cool, here's the trade, what's up? I got the camera now. Like, up until then, hey, there goes Nico. Hey, Nico Myra. had you, like, used the camera before that?
Yeah, I remember early 2000s, maybe, I think, when I was out of high school, I went to Curaçao, man, and I bought my girlfriend then, a little Sony camera. It was done with the retractable lenses.
Yeah,
I didn't know much about it, but I'm sure it was like a 28 millimeter lens.
And I'm sure it was probably overpriced.
Yeah, dude, they probably me agarraron, man. But you know what? Curaçao came through, or Curacao, whatever you want to pronounce it. But they came through. They gave me some good credit at 18 years old. No job, no tenía nada de crédito.
Yeah.
And here they are giving an 18 year old kid, all the credit he can believe, just grab, dude. I wanted to buy the whole store, dude.
Yeah, right? Like, you go in there, like, all right, I'm going to get a camera. And then they try to get you to leave with the, like, washer, dryer, stove, fridge.
Yeah.
A whole living room, like, right there. Don't worry, man. You put it on credit.
Yeah, it sounds so easy, dude. But, I bought that camera. And, I bought it from, like I mentioned, to my girlfriend during that time. And, it was in MySpace days. So,
yeah.
So my camera. And, I'll shoot here and there. But, I wasn't really into it. But,
Yeah, you know? Like anybody else, right? Yeah. You pick up a camera, yeah,
like whatever,
take pictures at a party, take pictures of the homies and shit like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
For you then, with like, with this, like, you know, experience of like, you got a camera, you trade it up, you're like, I'm gonna give this a try. I guess, did you have a moment, or was it gradual, where you're like, shit, like, I'm really loving this, this is really fun, and then, you know, did that transition into, like, the technical aspect of it, right?
That shit was frustrating, dude. I go curse, right?
This is the internet, yes.
Nah, it was frustrating, dude. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was just shooting, you know?
All right.
And then at first, I'll look at the pictures, and like, and then I'll get, like, this thing, I wouldn't, like, I'll just look at other people's work, you know, try to compare, which is one thing I don't do anymore. You know, I try to compare my work with other people's. Like, oh, why can't I just take a picture like that? You know, it's,
right,
you know?
Right.
And I'll just leave it. You know, I wouldn't touch it. And I want to say I got to a point where like, I was just really discouraged. You know, I think I sold it. I think I had lost my job. So, like, you know, I almost had it for $200. So, lost my PS3. Sold the camera. So.
But that's part of the journey, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
photography.
Man.
I think now, today, the way photography is so accessible to people. We have the internet. You can always look up tutorials on YouTube and all these things, right?
Right.
Completely different relationship than back then, where you kind of to be like self-taught. Might have to go to school for it. Go take, you know, I took a college photography class. That was my entry point to it.
Yeah, I did. So did I at one point.
Yeah.
I remember buying the D40X for dummies, thinking I was gonna be taught me anything, but in reality, I had no idea what the fuck. I was like, fuck this shit, man. I need a dumber one. Like, talk to me in the fifth grade level.
Explain it to me like I'm a child.
Exactly.
That's how deep, like, on a technical level, photography can be, right?
Yeah.
When you're taking into account light, shutter speed, all these different dynamics, and sometimes they're out of your control.
Yeah.
Right? Especially when you're doing, like, street photography and things like that outside the studio. So then, Where was the turning point for you where, like, you kind of came around and you picked it up again?
I think it was, I want to say, I'm not sure exactly, but I'm not sure when the iPhone 3 or 3GS came out. I remember my sister gave me her, you know, her iPhone.
Sounds like around, like, around 2010-ish.
Yeah, I want to say 2011, maybe around there. And, you know, you had a camera. So, like, damn, that's pretty cool. You know, you're walking around every single day. You know, you have
a camera in your pocket.
It's, you know, just grab it out and take a picture. Cool. And then Instagram came around. That's it. Thinking more interesting.
Right.
You know, so, like, 2011 told me Instagram around there. I remember I made my account. I'm like, that's pretty cool, you know. But you were kind of, like, limited with stuff. Because I remember Instagram was able to, they'll crop your images. So, I like to shoot. At that time, I used to like to shoot. I mean, I still do. It depends on the way it is. Horizontal, or, you know, whatever, you know, vertical. But the thing was that my issue with Instagram during that time was that it will crop into a square.
Yeah.
So I was man, like, it doesn't show the whole image. So what I would do, I think I got a third party app, I forgot the name of it, but what it will let you do was have a white border around it, so you could be able to just show the whole picture.
I did the same thing.
I remember one of my friends, she's like, Oscar, why do you take the same size picture? I'm like, what are you talking about? Aren't all the pictures the same size? But she'll make fun of me because of the white border. You know?
That's symmetry right there. That's pattern. That's intentional.
Yeah, man.
It's a trip, right? Back in the day, like, people had really highly curated Instagrams like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was all of an aesthetic.
Yeah, and it was crazy. It was wild times.
Damn, man. So that's pretty cool because, I mean, I think that's very similar to my experience. Like, I got my first smartphone when it was the very first iPhone.
Mm.
And I picked it up because I had leftover scholarship money and the homie came through with the hookup.
Oh, shit.
So, like, that thing became my everything. It became my camera. It became my notepad. It became my voice recorder.
Same.
Became my computer.
Everything.
You know?
Pagar los biles.
Yeah, todo.
And to this day, I still pay my bills there, man.
So, I mean, it's a trip to talk about it that way and like, yeah, we were there at the beginning when all of this shit was changing, and that was just the norm. So
yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah, and then, I mean, now, of course, iPhone photography, it's its own thing.
Yeah, it's,
like,
cool, too.
Even the company leans into that in terms of, like, kind of their advertising campaigns that they do. It's like, this photo was shot on this model phone, like, doing this and shit like that. Even that one movie that was shot entirely on an iPhone, Tangerine.
I had no idea.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
technically, yes, it was an iPhone, but, you know, they're using, like, other apps and things like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
but you can still get pretty good stuff. I mean, I record sometimes with my, you know, with my iPhone. You know, I even take pictures too, but you know, majority of the time it's mostly my, you know, my camera.
Yeah. I also noticed from looking at your photos, it's like we both got a Canon, a Nikon F3.
Yeah, dude, I have like 15 cameras, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, that's.
And it's a mix, no? Like yeah, digital film.
Digital film, and then my drones, and then you want to count my phone as a camera, then it's one of them that's as well, too.
Yeah, always in the
you
pocket.
Know, disposable cameras. No, actually, not disposable camera, reusable camera. Do not use disposable cameras. It's a waste.
It is.
If you want a cheap camera, just buy a reusable camera for $25.
That's it.
Just turn some film.
Go to the Swami, go to the Puga.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, it's easy as that. Like,
they save our turtles, man.
Let's save the turtles. Yeah. So then you got a little more interested in when you picked up the iPhone.
Yeah.
When did you, if you can remember, when did you pick up like the intention of like, I should get a camera again?
Well, the funny story that I went back again and bought myself another D40. Because that was the only camera I knew. Nikon was like, I knew this camera already. I'm familiar with it. So I hopped into Amazon and just bought it. Boom. And then I remember I was shooting. What was I doing? I think it was the fuel tank for the Endeavor.
When they were transporting it.
Yeah, dude. I was like, I used to follow that thing. And, I don't know what the hell I was doing. I was getting off it was during the Expo line during that time? Mm-hmm. No, I don't know what it was, but I know it was somewhere where it got me off USC. I'm not sure it was the Expo. I don't know, but the whole point was that I don't know what I was doing, and I dropped the camera. So the mirror locked up on me.
Oh.
So I bought another one. Then I got the upgraded version of it, which is a D40X.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was a thing. I just bought it. I didn't even know what the X stand for or whatever, you know. But yeah, after that, and then I just started buying some lenses. I kind of just stuck with the same brand, which is Nikon. And,
yeah, familiarity.
Yeah, and then I think back in 2000, I want to say 17, 2018, I was like, you know what, I'm going to give me another camera. I hopped into to Nikon. I got myself a D5600, which I think is like the lowest entry-level camera or a little bit more advanced.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, it just takes good, you know, good pictures.
That's a big time jump from it then and until now. Like, the technology is just like...
Yeah, dude. And then I was, you know, obviously you're using your iPhones. Back in the day, iPhones weren't really that great compressed to now. So it was kind of cool. I still didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So what I did, I took a class in 2018. I was going to LACC during that time.
Hell yeah. Shout out to LACC and ELAC for their photo department.
Yeah, dude. And I forgot the instructor's name, but she was amazing. Very helpful.
Like the 101 class, right?
Yeah, it was like the, you know, introduction to digital photo, I think. That's what it was.
It's like, and your then, homework is to take a picture of perspective using this aperture, using
this. And I still know, to this day, I still don't even know what the fuck that means. You know, I just shoot, man.
Like,
you know?
What shutter speed did you have on that picture?
I mean, now I know, you know, I mean, obviously, you know what, you know, like, you know, what you want in the picture.
The settings and
everything.
Yeah,
and things like that. But back in the day, I had no idea, you know, and I was introduced to Lightroom. I never, you know, like,
your
pictures. And I was like, I was mind blown, like, Jesus Christ, you know, like, I had no idea, you know, you could be able to actually, you know, edit the images and make them
change
the way
color,
you want. Yeah,
the tones,
you know, saturation,
all these things, yeah.
The light, shadows, and everything. It's a beautiful tool, you know. So
I love it. I still use Lightroom to this day.
Yeah, I even use the iPhone version, which is the mobile version.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I use
it. I love that, dude. My cameras, like my digital cameras, all have Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So it's like from camera to phone to Lightroom.
Right.
And then to Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's not my setup, but yeah, everybody has their own setup, but you know, whatever works. But yeah, man, after that, and I was just like, once I was done with the class, I still had no idea, and you know, but it kind of gave me the fundamentals,
yeah,
to know what to look for.
Yeah, you put it into practice, you're kind of seeing how things work and don't work.
I used to shoot wide open all the time, dude. Like, I had no idea. I was like, I'm gonna just shoot wide open, you know. I'm like, why doesn't anybody just shoot wide open? You know, like, what the fuck?
Take all the light in,
yeah, dude. But you know, now I know, you know, what to expect and what I want when it comes with landscape, portrait, and you know, everything else in between.
So. Yeah. I mean, you have some fucking beautiful shots.
Thank you.
The last couple of months when we had the snow-capped mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Like that picture you posted of the Linwood Water Tower.
Yeah.
That was fucking clean.
Dude, I actually wanted to do, I wanted to go to, I think, Kinnahan Park.
State Park.
But the times that I did go, I woke up super early in the morning before sunset, try to, you know, catch a nice picture. And the park rangers closed the park. And I was like, chingasupes, man. So I just left them defeated. You know, like, whatever. So I just got off work that same day. I had my equipment already. So I was just driving around. And, you know, I got on the 105 freeway, and because from the 105 on Long Beach Boulevard, you could see, like, on a clear day, you could actually see downtown LA.
Nice.
And I was trying to do that, but the snow caps weren't behind it. But then I noticed that the water tower was, and like, hey, I want to take a picture of this. And I just took it. So anyway, I just took it. Didn't think much about it. Left the my camera and on my desk with my back, inside my backpack, and I was bored. And like, let me just sit at this picture. I'm like, oh shit, it's pretty nice. And there it is, man.
Those are usually how, for me, it's that serendipity, right? Of like, let me just grab this real quick. Like, I think for me, like, the one picture that I can point to that was just, like, off the hip, right? Off the cuff.
Yeah.
Was when I took that picture on my phone of, like, the fucking quinceañera happening at the 6th Street Bridge.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's right. That's you.
I was driving.
That was cool, man. That was a really good picture, man.
Making a right turn on Boyle into the bridge, and I saw, like, the quinceañera going on, so I grabbed my phone. You know, I have the quick double push of the button, so it goes into the camera. So then I'm just like, click, 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 click. And then, like, after I went to go get my tacos de barbacoa.
Oof.
But then I posted up the picture thinking, like, oh, that'll be cool. Like, oh, shit, there's a quinceañera at the bridge.
That's dope. That was cool, man.
I didn't fucking expect it to do that, like, to, like, be picked up and blown up and shit.
That's how things are. Like, sometimes when I'm like, I'm not really a fan of this picture or whatever, I'll share it. And it gets, like, the most hits, like, the more share. And it gets crazy. It's wild how that works. You know, when you doubt yourself. You know, you're down on your work. It's probably one of the most, the best work you actually put out there.
It's very reassuring. But then it's also, on the flip side of that, it's like, fuck, I put a lot of intention into this picture and nobody likes it.
No, right? That's how it is, man,
Like, I framed it.
Pero,
I set it up. I got the lighting right. I got the
light.
Right?
You're like, you're going home. You're driving like, this is it, man. Everybody's going to love this picture. Crickets, man. Nothing. Nada. Instagram be hating, man.
The fucking algorithm is out here. Fucking doing bullshit.
Zuckerberg, man.
That's hilarious. With like you picking it up again, like 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. with like the class at LACC, I guess was there a moment for you where you felt like, damn, like, right, like you felt like I'm good at this, like this is something that I'm good at doing.
To be honest with you, I still doubt myself. I don't think myself. I still have a long way to learn. I don't consider myself a professional. Other people's work is way better. I personally think way better than mine. But no, I mean,
no, I never thought about that. I feel that because, I mean, I do photography for me, mm-hmm. number one. Photography is always for my pleasure, for my mental health. It's my thing to do, along with, like, drinking beer, riding my bike and shit like that, right? And I choose to share it with other people. We choose to share it with other people. It's different when that's your career, right? Like, you're a photojournalist or you're, like, a photographer for, like, magazines and shit that, like National Geographic.
Yeah, it is different, But still, I mean, I don't consider myself a professional. Maybe some people might see it. Maybe I should start calling myself a professional, right?
Hey, put it out there.
I'm just doubting myself just like everybody else when it comes to, any way of expressing themselves,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So... But I'm getting there, hopefully.
I mean, man, like, at the end of the day, I feel that when I see your pictures, they're still for you.
Right,
like,
this
is, this is my, what I'm doing, and I'm just choosing to share it. So I think if you can stay true to that, I think, whether somebody sees that professional or not, or good or not, or whatever, then that's your opinion, man. That's subjective. That's art.
Yeah,
that's art, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I shoot, that's why I don't even charge people sometimes. I'm like, just give me this much just for para un taco, or something like that.
Dude, I have the same thing. I was like, look, I don't see myself in that perspective that you are obviously kind of seeing me in because you're asking me to do this. And I'm like, I'm not going to say no to you. You're the homie. Yeah. Like, the homie needs photos, then the homie's going to get photos, right? But, like, when you start getting into, like, can I pay you for this and things like that, I'm like... you're making me uncomfortable.
I was like, dude, what? I remember one of my a friend of mine. He's like, hey man, do you do quinceañeras or weddings? I'm like, dude, I mean, I can, but I don't want to put in a position where like I could probably mess up. And these are memories forever, dude. I don't want to do that. So
it's somebody's quinceañera,
It's like I'm sure I probably won't mess up, but what if it's not what they were expecting?
I think that you hit the nail on the head on that one, right? People's expectations of like. this is how I see you. And I'm like, well, I don't see myself that way. Man, like, but that picture you like, that shit was an accident, man. Yeah, like,
you know how many pictures I took? Dude, I took so many pictures, dude.
Yeah, like, no, yeah. But like, you know, shout out to all the homies that are professional photographers,
man. Shout
right?
out to them.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I see them, like, carrying around fucking multiple cameras, the different lenses, wide-angle, right. telephoto. And I'm like, fuck, that lens you have on your camera must have cost, like, $2,000. And I'm like, yeah, I can't get to that level. Like, you know?
Well, I have my first share of lenses, too. You know, I have, you know, wide angles. Pero, you know, it's because I save my lunch money.
Yeah, right.
Pura sopa de...
Yeah, dude. Like, I think with me, like, it wasn't until like the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And Uncle Joe sent me my fucking, oof. You know, stimulus
shout
check.
Shout out to Uncle Joe.
That I picked up like a fucking Canon.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know. And then that was it. It was all downhill from there. Like, I picked up the Canon, and then I was like, fuck, like, I should get back into film photography too.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, in my mind, I think I might have talked about this in another episode or something, but. In my mind, I always had this picture of, like, the Peter Parker Superman camera. So, basically, like, a Canon. Right. Canon AE-1, right?
Yeah.
Silver and black. Because that's, like, the most used color palette in, like, media, like, to show right. a camera. And I was watching the old school Spider-Man cartoon back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like, I want a Peter Parker camera like that. You know, he's just, like, fucking Spider-Maning around and taking pictures and shit. So.
Man, you wanted a camera. I wanted to have the superpowers, man.
Hey, like he says, with great power comes great responsibility. Yeah, right. I was like, I don't think I'd be using those powers correctly.
Yeah, I'm already kind of tired of it, dude. I'm already tired of Uncle Ben dying so many times.
Man,
so many movies.
So many more movies. It's bad.
But I still love him, though. I still love my Spider-Man movies, though. But I'm like, how many times can Uncle Ben die, man?
How many times can Batman's parents die?
Right?
Shit. But,
pobrecitos, man.
But no, yeah. For me, that was it. Like, I went to the swap meets. I went to the flea markets. And all of a sudden, I was in this nexus point of, I have time. I have money. I can buy these things.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool,
because I couldn't before.
Right.
So, yeah, you shoot every
film.
Once in a while. Film,
no,
right?
I shoot film. I have my first one was, I think, an FG20. And I kind of buy it like for $100 on eBay. And I just threw in some expired black and white film. Shot around the neighborhood. I didn't know where to get it developed. I think I asked some other photographers, like, what do you, you know, what's up with this film? You know, what does this number stand for? The speed and all that stuff. And I remember, you know, they told me, oh, we'll go to JNF. Shout out JNF and Pico Union.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I picked up an emergency roll right there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, because the homie put me onto the shop. And I was like, oh, shit, like, I'm nearby because I was going on a bike ride and I forgot my fucking film at home. So I stopped by the shop.
Yeah, man, they're always nice, especially Angie, the young girl up front.
Yeah.
She knows my name. So I always say, go to places where they know your name and they won't stare at you blankly.
But no, dude, that's awesome because I shout out to the homie, Irwin. I asked him for, like, the same questions for, like, guidance and, like, a little bit of mentorship, you know. It's like, hey, like, where do you get your film? Where do you go get it developed? Da-da-da-da-da, like, this and that. And, like... I appreciate that, you know, that the homies are always there to answer your questions.
Yeah, man, film cameras are more technical, you know, you take a picture and that's it. You can't delete it.
It costs you.
Yeah, you can't delete it. You can't see where you don't know what you have until it's developed.
I love that, though. That's a very addicting feeling.
Yeah, you know, like, like I said, it was the FG20, everything, you know, everything was, you had to focus yourself, you know, shutter speed. Obviously, you had to put the ISO due to the the film speed, and, you know, everything else. And
then you're off to the races.
Yeah, man. And then I got myself a point-and-shoot camera. I fell in love with that. It was pretty cool. You know, you just point and shoot,
click.
You just focus on the image, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then I think after that, I got myself Nikon F3.
Yeah.
That one. So that one was pretty more más para arriba, you know, more way better than the FG20 and the point and shoot. And then I want to say, I got me some other point and shoot cameras. And then the one that I use the most now is going to be the Nikon F100. That one's has autofocus. So, you know, I just put it on my settings and I don't have to worry if the picture's gonna come out blurry or not, you know. You know, because you know I have really by eyesight. I really can't see eyesight. I mean, excuse me.
Yeah.
Eyesight. Sorry, we're drinking some beer, so I was about to burp. So if I'm my eye open for a pretty long time, when the wind hits it, it dries up my contacts, so it kind of hurts. So having to manually focus on these, you know, old school cameras kind of hard for me.
Yeah.
So I decided to go with the F100 super cheap camera, and it's almost just as good as the, well, they say the F5. I never had an F5 or shot with an F5, so I really can compare it. But they say it's like the baby version of
You know.
So it's pretty good. You know, I got some good lenses for it too. I got the 50 millimeter for portraits. You know, got a 35 millimeter, and I also got
a nice range. Yeah.
Yeah. I also got me a zoom lens and. Two zoom lenses, you know, try to have the options for it. I don't want to be limited, you know, at times. But yeah, man, film photography, it's great. Expensive.
Yeah.
Super expensive, yeah. You know.
At this point, I'm like, I need to stop this, because at this point, like I said, I do this for me. It's for my you know, own pleasure. But at this point, I'm like, I'm just paying to post pictures on Instagram. Like, what the fuck? have you like given any thought about like getting into medium format cameras, both like digital and film?
I thought about it, but it's expensive.
Hell yeah, it's expensive.
And then the 120 film, you only get like what, like 10-12
limited
shots. Yeah, limited shots. Yeah. So yeah, no, I don't know. I really want to if I had the money, you know, pero
atacaron
la cosa.
Yeah, dude.
Uncle Joe, listening. And that's some money.
Well, fucking Uncle Gavin también sent us some money, but now that fool put us in a fucking deficit. La, la, la. He's trying to charge us money.
Híjole. Pero, pues, anybody listening? I'll take donations también.
Buy us film. when your birthday is, be like, yeah, just give me film.
You know?
That's dope, though, man. With like, film... And now your photography, I noticed you also have done, like, more projects now. Like, your photography is much more intentional, right? Like, you're a big Galaxy fan. I think you, like, had an opportunity to shoot on behalf of the brand and the team, no?
Yeah. I believe Nelson, shout out to Nelson for, you know, giving me the opportunity. I believe it was, or is, though, you know, to do with the social media team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been following Nelson. We've been following each other for some time. I liked his work. I think he was a photographer. He still is. And then, you know, I started going to games and sneaking in my camera. Well, not really sneaking, because they didn't give a shit. As long as the lens is not super huge.
Oh, like the whole rule about, like, big lenses and shit. Yeah,
I think it doesn't have to exceed the length of your ID. I mean, I'm just going based on that, because the security, they're like, hey, hold up. They'll grab a manager, and the manager will be like, let me see your ID. Or I don't know if it was ID,
like,
but he
like
it,
a fucking and ruler
he
and
measured
shit.
It. Yeah, he's like, as long as it doesn't exceed an ID or a credit card, you're good.
Damn, so like you can probably take something small with like a 50 mil lens, though.
Yeah, that's what I did, you know. But I'm not sure, you know. I mean, I know at Dignity, at the stadium, you know, Galaxy, that's their rule. I'm not sure how it applies anywhere else.
I've heard the same at Bank, like for LAFC games.
I know, I took it to my point and shoot at the Dodgers. I know it's just, you know, point and shoot.
I've taken my Canon to fucking Dodger games with the 50 mil. Yeah, they never say anything. I'm just like, no x-rays, this is film.
Right. No, yeah, so yeah, I did that. You know, he reached out to me about, you know, he noticed that I was shooting film, so he's like, hey, we're doing this project. It's never been done in the Major League Soccer, so we want to, you know, grab some people around.
That's,
I think it was
beautiful.
Like 10 of us. He's like, grab three roles and choose your games you want to go to and just shoot. We want to see the perspective of the fans. I hung out with the supporter group, so they wanted to see all that. And then we had a little show with like 10 of us in Long Beach.
Nice.
I think it was, I forgot the name of the shop.
Was it Relics?
Yeah, there it goes. Yeah.
Nice.
So we went there and it just had our images there. I think they're still there.
Beautiful.
It was supposed to be only from October to, I think, November.
Last year?
Yeah, but people have tagged me and like, oh, it's still there, I guess, you know.
Well, so, fuck it.
Yeah, so they're there. So that was actually my first anything to show my work.
Oh, no way.
So, yeah, man. So
that's such a great opportunity to collab like that.
Yeah, so thank you, Galaxy, for the opportunity, man. You know, like, and that kind of just pumped me up, too. It gave me a boost of confidence, you know, for my work.
If
somebody that big in the Major League Soccer or, you know, just, you know, Galaxy is known worldwide. So, you know, for them to, you know, like, reach out to me and be like, hey, I was like, fuck, this is dope as fuck.
That's
man.
Fucking beautiful, man. I love that.
Man, it was really dope.
I mean, speaking of the Galaxy, where'd they end up this season?
Equally. I don't want to talk about it, man.
I'm not trying to make fun. I'm like genuinely curious.
No, let's not talk about that, man. I'm getting all emotional right now. Todo triste. Todos tragos amargos de licor right now, dude.
No, that's how, man.
But yeah, man.
But one of those. I mean, the Lakers just lost, too, in the fucking playoffs.
You know, con golpes al corazón, man.
Hey, but that's what's up, right? That's what's being part of the team and the supporter group is all about. You got to take the hard times with the good times.
Right, yeah, yep. It's part of it, you know.
So fuck.
At the end, it's bonito to feel these feelings.
But I mean, right? It's because you're part of a community. Yeah, right? You got each other's back, whether like they win or lose. Like you're out there at the games, like just fucking giving it your all.
Well, we're not really going to the games right now. I don't get much detail, but like they're boycotting the president. So,
oh, that's right. You know,
The only way is at the end of the day is to get them, you know, with money. You know, at the end, you know, money speaks louder than anything, dude. Yeah. So, you know, so we haven't gone to any games. I only gone to away games. That's the only time where I get to cheer for the Galaxy. You know, like I mentioned before, we started recording. You know, I'm heading out to Salt Lake on Wednesday, flying out early morning, catch the game in the night. Go to my room and then catch a couple
of
flyback.
Breweries in Salt Lake.
Yeah, was a ver que I'm pretty much have the time for it. But if I do, I'll hit probably one up.
Hell
you know?
Yeah, man!
You know, so
that's beautiful. So all right, then. Well, let's step away from LA Galaxy and that drama. But let's circle back, man. Let's circle back a little bit and like share with folks. Like, where did you end up growing up?
Well, I'm from Southeast LA, little beautiful city.
I heard there's going to be a show about Cela.
Yeah. I'm actually doing something for them, but I'll get to it in a little bit.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so I live in beautiful Linwood, you know, 5 miles of todo bonito nomás.
Yeah, yeah, man. What was it like growing up there?
It was, I mean, you know, I grew up in the 90s, early 2000s, a teenager. Mm. So it was kind of tough, man. You know, I couldn't even go to the liquor store to buy Hot Cheetos or Pokemon cards without somebody hitting you up, dude.
Damn.
And I, dude, I got a Pokemon shirt on. You think I'm banging?
Well, you never know.
Is it fucking Pokemon 13 right
dude,
there?
Dude, like, they're like, that shit tripped me out, too. I fucking look like I was a skater. You know, I like a bummy little skater with my skateboard on the side. And you think I'm banging? But then now I see the youth today. I was like, they don't have, like, a profile, right?
Yeah.
I mean, short of, like, a fucking face tattoo or something.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like everybody's... There's no uniform anymore for banging.
Back then, it was different. You had your skaters and your rockers, you know, tus cholos, you know, your hip-hoppers, tus paisas. Yeah, dude, you had everything, dude. So it was, like, it was wild back then. But, yeah, man, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, as a teenager, you know, it was tough. You know, luckily... Me fue el buen camino, you know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, we lived in a real tough neighborhood in Northern Long Beach, in California.
Yeah.
I stayed there most of my time. You know, there was a lot of gang activity there. But, you know, luckily, I mean, like I said, me fue el buen camino, and, you know, nothing ever happened to me, and, you know, none of my friends. So,
yeah.
You know, obviously, when I, you know, high school, you know, got into a flyer parties, you know, I was part of a flyer party crew.
Yeah.
So
what's up with this girl?
Yeah, man. You know, but you know, things got a little went down south, and I'm like, man, it's becoming a gang, dude. You know, I didn't sign up for this. I was just trying to party, dude. You know,
I'm just trying to have a good time, y'all.
Yeah, so I had to, you know, obviously, you know, graduate high school, and you know, pues me separé de esas cosas. So,
yeah. Where in terms of like the social cliques, did you end up like with like a specific group, or you floating around?
Well, I used to skate early, you know, my, you know, like. You know, during high school.
Oh, damn. Skater. So you were, like, right there with, like, what's up rockers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Oh, man, you know, like, I started, you know, hanging out with, you know, the party crew dudes. Mm-hmm. And I fucking you know, started wearing baggy clothes, spiked up my fucking...
Juco jeans.
Nah. Eso es no. Pero, yeah, you know, it felt like I was wearing, you know, super, you know, baggy clothes. And, but, yeah, you know, not our proudest moments, but, you know.
Yeah, what are you talking about, man? Yeah. Where are you? We're young. Yeah. Like, that's right. The time where you're figuring shit out, you
right,
know?
Right.
I think the best thing that could happen is you just have a good time with your friends.
Yeah,
you
that's
memories.
A good time, you know. Yeah. But yeah, man, you know, good memories, you know, good times.
Hell yeah. Did you end up going to college after high school?
I actually did not. I was a high school dropout, believe it or not.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm
man.
A college dropout. What's up?
Yeah, I was a high school dropout. I was supposed to be class level 5. I actually went around all the high schools in Linwood. You know, I went to Linwood High School, and then they kicked me out to home studies. which I thought it was like the weirdest thing. Like, this kid's already struggling as it is. So you get on home studies. There's nobody watching me. I'm just at home, dude, watching BET, MTV, dude.
The Price is Right.
The Jerry Springer, everything, dude. Yeah. I was just playing. And, you know, I'll go to school once a week for like 30 minutes, drop off my work, and then pick up more work, and that's it. And that was it. And damn, then they kicked me out of that.
Well, to get kicked out of that, the home
and then
studies.
They sent me to continuation school, which is Vista High School in Linwood. I was there. I was actually pretty good there because the way it worked there, it was you worked on your own pace. Like, you go into the class, they give you packets, but you worked. And then, you know, the faster you work, you get your credits and you move on.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I remember I was gonna graduate in my junior year already. But I didn't want to because I wanted to go back to high school, Linwood High, to hang out with my homies and my girlfriend during that time. So I wanted to, like, that's it, it's not over there. And then they kicked me out again, dude.
Travieso.
Like, yeah, dude, I was fucking travieso, dude. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm already 18. I don't need to go to school anymore.
So
I just
get a job.
Yeah, I was just like 10. I think it was, you know, about credits shy from graduating. I went to work. You know, I was in the valet industry for almost 10 years. You know, I was a supervisor, assistant manager. It was good money.
Yeah, right. But, it's like a little pipeline.
Yeah, I don't need school, man. Like, you know, but it was a lot of work. So I went back 2011, and you know, I went back to Linwood High School. I'm like, hey, you know what? I want to get my GED.
That's what's up. Cool.
So I graduated. So I'm class of 11. So six years later, pero I got it.
You know, man. Poco a poco. Like, that's how life fucking takes us sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
man. You know.
I am a proud college dropout, but I was in fucking college for 7 years, también.
Yeah, dude. También, if we got college, like I mentioned, at LACC.
Fuck yeah.
I went to Long Beach Community College at first. And yeah, I went from there, and then I transferred to LACC because I was working in Hollywood, so easier for me to take the bus, the metro, the red line.
Yeah.
Is it still a red line? What are they calling it now?
It has numbers. It would always be the red line in my heart.
Yeah, right? And yeah, it's like the red line, blue line, green line.
No, Grandpa. That's called the L line.
Yeah, dude. And I'll just get off right there. And literally, would just drop me off inside the campus.
Yeah.
Like, you just get off and salias.
Vámonos.
And, you know,
I'm,
yeah, right
yeah,
there.
No, I would do the same, man. I'd take the train on the weekends to go... walk around the swami, the LACC swami.
Oh, that's right. On Saturdays.
Yeah. ELAC used to have a swami too, but then they got, like, I don't know, they closed it or something.
Yeah, whatever. Man. And then...
It's bullshit.
That man, I dropped out of community college. And I was like, you know what? This is not for me, dude. It was, I just can't stand still. I got to work with my hands. You know, I just can't stand, sit around and, you know, try to, you know, read whatever it is that I need to read, and it
takes patience.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't know what it is, but I just couldn't stand there. It's like, fuck. So I had to go to a trade school in Inglewood. It was called Spartan College. You know, it was with airplanes and that. I actually finished it. And it actually much more. It was really, really hard because it was 18 months the program, and we will take one class. It was a month and a week or so, and every day from 5 to midnight, we'll sit there and just go at it, dude, the books, man.
Fuck.
Every single day, Monday through Friday. There was no spring break. None of that chingadera, man.
Weekends también?
No, weekends, luckily, no.
Damn.
But every Friday, we will have a test.
Fuck. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, that I'm surprised I was able to. But the thing is that halfway through the lecture, we will go to lab. So we'll work on our hand, you know, work on engines, work on brakes, or whatever. Okay. So I really looked into that. So in order for me to, like, kind of understand the basics, I had to actually read and study.
You put into practice what you're
learning.
Yeah,
so that's, I like that. So it was cool. I was supposed to graduate in 2020, but obviously I didn't because of the pandemic. So it pushed me back all the way to, I think, 2022.
No shit.
Yeah, man. I was so excited because I was like, you know what? I'm going to finally get to walk because I didn't walk for high school. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Family's going to be there. My mom. You know, no pasó, man. So, pero ni modo, pues. You know,
you
I finished.
You didn't get your raza bad.
Nada, dude. You know, like. So, but I got my diploma. I got everything, and you know, I was
yeah.
I could build you a plane right now if I want to.
Hey.
But obviously, it's something that I didn't follow through with. You know, it's just you know, it's a lot. Just a lot of people. That wants to work for LAX and things like that. And mm-hmm. So in order for me to actually get a good job, I will have to leave out of state. And I don't see myself leaving Los Angeles, you know. Maybe if I had, like, a family I had to feed, we're like, oh, shit, well, I got to do it. But right now, you know, I'm single, you know. solo pero no triste. You know, so I don't have anybody right now to, you know, like,
but no, but that, that's so real though, man. Yeah. Like, construction trades are very hierarchical.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you got to have a cousin that knows a brother that knows a fucking Theo and shit.
Yeah.
All these things to get in the pipeline.
So, you know, I just wanted to do just, you know, I do photography, you know. I also do, you know, I run social media for two restaurants. And, you know, I do, I work a 9-to-5 for Little Libros for my sister.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whatever little gigs and projects that I do on the side.
That's beautiful. You know, so, you know, I mean, you know, you're out here, you're doing your thing. Making it happen.
De hambre no me muero, for sure. Okay. There's something always coming somewhere, you know?
Yeah, yeah, so. You just got to be open to the experience. You got to be ready for it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, dude. So, I think the next part I really wanted to talk about was obviously one of the reasons why I asked you to be on the show, right, is because coming up June 9th, at Espacio here in Bull Heights, Espacio 1839, you're going to have a photography show, right?
I am, yes.
Is this your first solo show?
Well, it's not a solo show. I'm going to be sharing it with my talented friend, Sedali. She'll be doing poetry.
Yeah.
So a solo as far as
photography.
Photography, yes. But I don't know.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah, she will be doing some poetry for each image that I'll be showing.
No way.
Yeah, dude, I heard him already. Hasta quería llorar. So I think she is also going to, I'm not sure exactly what time she's going to do it, but she also will do it live. So she'll read the poems.
Well, I mean, we'll get into that, yeah. Right? Like the day of and details and stuff like that. But how did this get started? Because, well, like, you know, to have a whole show that, like, is a lot of steps to get there.
Well, I think Sally did most of the work. So shout out to Sally. She's an amazing person.
From the neighborhood,
person.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
An amazing person. Also from Southeast LA, from Maywood, beautiful Maywood. But yeah, we've been trying to do it for a while. Or like simply say, hey, friend, let's do a show or, you know, or something like that. You know, I want to show my Virgencita work. And then one day she was like, hey, you know, what if I, you know, go to a show? I could ask Nico. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, do it. You know, let's do it. And then, you know, it happened. You know, we met up with Nico. I'm like, hey, you know, you just want to do that? Oh, cool. And he goes, oh, you know, I was looking at the place. I mean, obviously, I have seen some. I've been to the tiendita.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So I went, you know, look at the spot, you know, that, you know, we're going to put the stuff at. And, you know, I wanted to put out a lot of pictures. But, like, you know what? I want to just do this amount. But I'm going to try to blow them up so they could actually see it, you know. And you know, that happened. We talked and se hizo la cosa.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's how easy it is to work in community.
Yeah, and right? I mean, Nico, man, like, you know what he does to the community is an amazing thing. And, you know, no sé cómo lo voy a pagar, pero you know, it's amazing what he does. You know, for the community, you know, he's just not just a storefront sending stuff to you. He's actually giving, you know, back to the community in any way possible. You know,
literally every month. Espacio has a different art exhibit up, like different folks. I've bought art from folks that have stuff up on the walls and things like that. So, I mean, it's a rotating door for Nico really and his wife Myra to host the space and be in community with folks where, yeah, you know, they're here selling shirts and things like that they make and books.
Books, todo ahí.
It's so intentional for them to be like, yeah, these are your walls, right?
Yeah.
Within, like, the limits of our schedule and time and all this other stuff. They're yours.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you want them, like, just come through and we'll set it up.
Yeah, and I remember I was talking to Salali. He was there, you know, like, oh, I want it this big. And he didn't say no. He's like, yeah, do that, man. You know, so I'm working on that todavía. So.
Nice. Well, I guess, I mean, how did, once y'all, like, talk to him, right, and you're like, cool, boom, this is when we're going to do it, I guess, what was going through your mind, right? Because you have the Virgencita account.
Yeah,
you have, like,
right.
A ton of photos on there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it was mixed emotions, you know. I was happy. De todo, you know. Usually those things no me pegan until much more later, until, like, it's officially, you know, done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'm still going, you know, once I had the flyer, I was like, oh, shit, you know, this isn't happening. It's happening already. There's no going back anymore.
You just posted the other day, and that's when I was like, yo, come to the show.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Well, thank you so much again, you know, for reaching out and having me here. So.
Yeah, let's start there a little bit, right? How long have you been taking pictures of Vite murals in the city?
Well, When I got my iPhone, dude. I just started doing it just like as a hobby, you know, just shooting them because...
But with like that intention of like...
No intention whatsoever, dude. I was just like, shooting because cool. They were cool. Like, hell yeah, look, you know, this is my community. This is who we are. Yeah. This is what makes me. And, you know, and I always say that, you know, your pictures, you know, say a lot about you, you know, what you take your pictures of. So, you know, so, yeah, you know, I was just shooting my community, you know, with my little iPhone 3G.
That's one of my favorite aspects of your photography. It's just like you're just walking the street and it feels like you're right there with you.
Yeah. So, started doing that. And then back in 2017, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to just do an account for La Virgencita.
Yeah.
Just post. You know, and I still wasn't even taking it seriously. I wasn't even taking it seriously tampoco. It was just a place. So I could just have them all into one place, and that's it. And yeah, I mean, 2017, and you know, I lost a lot of pictures. You know, like I don't have the original ones. You know, whatever is on Instagram is probably the last.
Because
I wasn't. I had no intention of saving these, or you know, to print them or to share them. You know,
the basics of archiving your work.
Yeah. So you know, I just started doing that in 2018 when I started. You know. You know, uploading things into my computer, the raw files and, you know, things like that.
Yeah. I went through my own process the same, asking homies for advice, right? Like, hey, like, how should I save my pictures? And me being more intentional about, like, I think I should save them this way, right? With, like, year to year, month to month, day to day, like, events and shit like that.
Well, I started doing it because my instructor, LACC, taught me that. She's like, she's like, in order for you to be in this class, you need to have a camera or rent a camera, but you do need to have a hard drive. So to save our file. And then from there, I started saving it. So 2018, that's when I started saving my stuff.
Hell yeah. Put like some good fucking practices in you.
Yeah, so now I'm in my second hard drive. So
what's up?
I already filled up. It was 1 TB. Now I have a 2 TB.
2 terabytes. And you're going to be like, I need 4 terabytes.
Yeah, man.
And I need all the cloud space.
I don't even have cloud space, dude. So I should back up my stuff, man.
Yeah. You know, I get paranoid about that shit, but if it happens, it happens.
But damn. Right. Se ligaron, no?
Yeah. No, pero también. Yeah, right. I guess for me, like in the same conversation as you, right, We're doing this out of our own personal passion for it. So, like, the investment feels a little more heavier.
Yeah, I think it's very important to, you know, document your surroundings in your neighborhood.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Especially now that things are changing, you know.
Oh, my God.
Well, they've been changing, you know. That's why one thing that got me too much far of me. And why I started, you know, shooting La Virgencita more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when I started taking things more seriously because, you know, I don't want to get into that topic porque me enojo. Pero, you know, people coming into his neighborhoods, buying off these, you know, properties, and you know, if there's a Virgencita mural, either they paint over it or
erasing.
Something else,
they're erasing
it. So I feel like they're erasing a part of me, part of my community, you know, just to put in another coffee shop. You know, coffee's good, but you know,
I do love coffee, but I love my like social justice coffee even more.
Yeah, you know, pero you know, I'm a simple man. You know, yo voy a las donas, compro un cafecito. You know, I don't need all that fancy stuff. Not to judge anybody.
No,
but,
dude.
You know, pero that's how I am, you know.
Coffee spots have a place in my heart forever.
Con un Nescafe at home.
I'm happy, you know. Feliz como lombriz.
Yeah,
sometimes
man.
You just need the basics.
Yeah, man. You know.
But with you, you know, taking pictures more intentionally, right, with the Instagram creation, with you, you know, and now you're getting into it a little bit, like documenting neighborhood changes and how a lot of these murals aren't around anymore for one reason or another. But did you ever kind of like try to understand why people had so many murals of like the Virgen at their storefronts or their business and things like that?
Well, I try to ignore this one, but almost like the majority of them have it because they don't want to get tagged up.
Yeah.
You know, I try to believe that they want it there because, you know, they're there to protect their business, to protect our, you know, our neighborhoods
it's
and things like
culturally
that.
Culturally Catholic.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, and it's you know, it reminds them of home or wherever they, you know, they
definitely.
They came to travel. They traveled from, you know, and came to the States.
You want a piece of home in a fucking foreign land, literally, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, that's probably the main reason they have it, pero...
Those are literally the reasons I wrote in my notes.
You know, but...
It's to prevent tagging of your walls.
Yeah.
Because the assumption is, like, you really gotta be, like, fucking disrespectful to tag over the...
You'd be surprised,
dude.
I have so many images that have been tagged on.
Oh, no, in Bo Heights también, like, there's, I mean, fucking... I don't want to get into it, but, you know... gang dynamics have changed a lot. Like, right. There's not as much respect as there used to be. So that's completely changed how, you know, us as, I guess, bystanders, pedestrians, what have you, interact with them, because they're still here, right? They're still around. It's still a fucked up system that, like, creates these problems. But, yeah, the intention is, right, you put a Virgen on your yeah. wall. You hope that people won't tag it, that it's a flag, right? Like, yeah. this is a Latino spot. This is, like, a Catholic spot. If you know, you know, and you should feel comfortable here if you're like,
yeah,
in that vibe.
Yeah. Pero yeah, I mean, you know, that's what it is.
and when, with like this, with the account, with the intention behind the photography, and now with the photo show, have you given thought or entertained the idea, right, of like one more thing, like, you make a zine, you make a book, you make like a magazine or something. Right?
It's been in the back of my head for a long time. Especially my sister, she's always pushing me.
Yeah.
Always pushing me. Y me molesta, pero. You need to do this, you need to do that. I'm like, a todo su tiempo, todo
yeah,
su tiempo.
Yeah, that's true, though. That's true.
You know, you can't rush art. You know, I always say it. And a lot of people that, you know, like to, you know, I like to, whenever I feel ready, I will do it. So maybe, you know, after this show or maybe in another show, se me sale por ahí. You know,
but that's a lot of work too. Like, yeah. I mean, it's one thing to casually like hype you up and be like, "Yo, yeah. homie, I love your shit. If you put out a book, I would be the first one to buy it."
Yeah.
But to like the idea of like curating all, like, I mean, just right, like your experience curating the photos that you're gonna yeah. be at Espacio, the money you're spending,
oh, yeah.
to get them printed, to get them framed.
Salió caro, eh? I'm not going out for the whole rest of the month of June, man.
Frijoles en la casa.
Puro sal y tortillas nomás.
Damn, not even beans.
Not even beans. Damn. Sale caro.
Well, let me put some mayonnaise in there, man.
Not even nada. Pura sal y tortilla. That's it, man. All of June at home.
Fresh
don't
cheese.
Hit me up. Where you at? Let's go out over here.
No,
hang
nah, not man. Even. Flip that shit, homie.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, hit you up, but to take you out.
That's right.
Because you're out here fucking putting in work.
A los tacos ahí por ahí.
Yeah, unos taquitos, una Oof. Cervecita.
My favorite.
You yeah. know, honestly, that's the best way you can support an artist when you can't afford their work. Is just take them out to a fucking meal. Oh, you know, treat
like
them
that.
To something,
like that.
Right?
Pero, anybody listening? Tengo hambre.
Tengo sed.
Tengo...
But that's true, though, because, like, I see the homies, like, art, and I love it, and I respect the price they are putting on their work, but I also respect that I can't afford that. So let me do something that I can do, like fucking take you out to eat, you know, help you out. Let me do something. There's more than one way to support your fucking artist.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Pero sí, tienen las cosas, pues.
Yeah, so with the show coming up, you're going to have live poetry with Citlali. It's going to yep. be a collaboration. Trying to give folks a little more details, like how many pictures you think you're gonna have in there.
Well, I'll give you a number. I'm gonna have four.
Oh wow!
But Panatang Nandotas, they're gonna be huge.
No way.
Three of them are gonna be above 30, and then the other one's gonna be above 40. As big as the one in Mexico City, man.
Damn.
Nah, I don't think it is. I don't even know how big that one is. But it's gonna be nice. I wanted them to just blow up, you know, to show every detailed everything, you know. I have gone to shows where they're like an 8x10, and you know, I gotta squint, casi no veo. So I gotta, like, you know. So
I mean, it's also partly,
yeah,
right?
it's cool. Of like, it's good. But I'm not judging anybody. But
no, because, like, the photography, right? Like, yeah. sometimes you fuck up and you take the picture in the wrong aspect.
Right, right. And
you can't fucking do anything with it.
Right, right. But yeah, so it's gonna be big. It's gonna be there, you know, for one of my favorite recent shots, you know, that I have taken around. Only South Los Angeles. You know, I might have to know one from Boyle Heights there. I'm not sure. I need to look back. So many vegasitas that it's hard for me to
Yeah, well, that's actually going to be my next follow-up question is, do you have one or a couple of, like, favorite murals or pictures that you've taken?
You know, it's always hard for me to pick a favorite because I feel like the next one I shoot is always my favorite. Like, oh, that one's my favorite. That one's my favorite. But if I want to pick one right now, I want to say my favorite one will be it was somewhere in South Los Angeles. It had like a purple background. It was really beautiful. It's actually the flyer that I shared with
oh
with the guy with the bicycle.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude, I was just standing there and I just seen him, you know, in his bicycle, and I just started just press the shutter button. Dude, I was just shooting, dude. Like, da, 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 and boom, me llegó ahí. And it was just, and I didn't think much about it. And like, whatever, you know. And then I post it, and they're like, oh, it's a tough picture. And, you know, I look back at it, like, damn, that's a pretty good picture.
Yeah, dude. Like, when the last Ciclovia a couple of months ago went through South L.A., I was just like, damn. Like, I could have spent this whole time just going up and down the route and taking pictures of Virgens. Like, because there were so many.
Yeah, South Los Angeles, Boyle Heights, East L.A. It's probably one of the biggest, the only cities that I could think of right now where you could find them en casi en cada esquina.
You know, corner store, liquor store, you know, randomly murals that are, like, treated like altars.
Yeah. I think my favorite ones to shoot are the ones that, like, you know, there's, like, neighborhoods sometimes where, like, and there's, like, a little market or liquor store right in the middle. Like, it's not on a main street. It's just, like, a regular street, like, in La Marqueta. And then, boom, a badass, bonita, Virgencita mural. Yeah. And there's one that I shot recently on McKinley and 79th Street. I don't even know, that's
deep south.
Yeah, Los Angeles. I love to drive in Los Angeles. You know, that's one of my favorite things to do. Just driving around through neighborhoods that I've never driven by, or streets like, hey, I never driven to a street. A ver qué hay aquí. And sure enough, I was driving down 79th Street, and boom, huge, man. Sorry for screaming, but I think it was huge. And the background is yellow, so you know, yellow obviously pops up, and it was a beautiful picture. Recently, I did an interview for CBS talking about Virgencita and the importance, and that was the first. That's where we met up. Yeah, it was a Saturday show. I was so nervous, dude.
TV makes you, dude.
My paisa accent, you know, like fuck, you know, like
it's I was taking pictures.
Yeah, muchas pictures. And yeah, dude, it was. We walked around. It was cool, but yeah, that was probably one of my favorite. That was also my favorite one. Pero. I mean, I have so many, you know, it's just, you know, some of them are gone already.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, luckily I have those images that's been documented. That's the main reason why I said I'm able to see the mural account. I fucking love that. So, you know.
I'm a big fan of that documentation because it doesn't take a lot. You just got to take a picture of the building and the mural, right?
It sounds that easy, dude, but, you know, I have to do my little research like a, you know, a journalist, you know. Como se llama, you know, maybe sometimes I talk
who
to
painted
the
it,
yeah, like if the artist is there, some of them, the majority of them, they don't have their names, or they have a phone number. You call that number, it's no longer in service.
Like signs by fucking loud ass cars, I swear, man.
But usually when I the artist's name, or if the owner, it's nice enough to talk to me. About the mural, they'll give me their names and I'll give their information.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, sometimes they kind of trip out, dude. Like, they're like, who the fuck is this?
Fucking why are you asking questions?
You know, like, este vato va a quedar aquí.
Buy your talkies and get out.
Yeah, dude. But sometimes some of them give me a little bit more detail. Like, for example, I was in Echo Park. I forget the name of the store, but it's somewhere by next to Vista Hermosa Park. I forget the name of it. I can't think about it on top of my head right now. But it's a really beautiful mural. But I noticed that mural always looks really colorful, like it doesn't fade away. So I went in there and started talking to the owner. I'm like, oi, you know, can you tell me a little bit more about the mural? And I said, oh, un señor que se llama Frank. Oi, como se llama? No, ya murió hace mucho. And then she came out and then she's like, what I do, I paint, yo lo pinto.
Oh, no way.
She's like, yo agarro mi little brush and my little paint. And I do it because con el sol y el agua, se va borrando. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, you know, because there's a lot of murals that are out there that they're fading away, cracking away, they're not doing anything. It's expensive, you know. You just can't be like, hey, you know $2,000 doesn't, you know, to repaint everything like that. So, you know, I understand, you know, if they don't you know, keep up with it. But she's like, oh, yo lo hago, you know, and she does it.
That's fucking beautiful.
And it's still just as beautiful. I actually shot that one twice in my life. The first one was in 2017 with my iPhone, and then the recent one was just like 2 months ago.
Damn.
I went back because I'm trying to reshoot a lot of images that I shot before, because I want to be able to give these viewers on Instagram a better high quality image, you know.
More detail.
I'm not sure if it's the Instagram thing where, like, the older the image is, they, you know, uses quality, or it was just the back in the days, you know, the iPhone.
I mean, come on. Like, were you really thinking twice about the settings on your phone?
Yeah,
you know, like checking the fucking pixels and all this aspect ratio. And
now
shit.
I look at it, I'm like, oh, well, obviously, a camera is always going to be more superior than anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, the sole purpose of it is to shoot images, not make phone calls or get on the internet. So, you know.
But with you in that intention of like going back and reshooting, I'm sure things have changed too. Like the mural hasn't stayed the same either.
I mean, from the looks of it, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Exactly. It's todo bonito, igual.
That's rare.
But there are also some other murals that have shot maybe two or three times, and it's a completely different mural or different position. And like, I shot a one right there in, it used to be called La Unica Market right there in Linwood, Southgate. Mm. And it used to be behind a water dispenser. And the Vicente was in the back. And then I drove by Pies because I'm from Linwood, so, like I mentioned earlier. And I was going to work, trying to take that Alameda. I was on MLK / Century. And I'm like, I looked at it, I saw it, I'm like, hey, wait a minute, this is a whole different one. Same spot, it was just moved to the side of the water dispenser.
Shit.
So I shot it. I shot it. And then there's another one in South Los Angeles and Compton and Florence. Señor Fish.
Señor Fish.
Or something with fish and something with señor in it. But I don't think it's Señor Fish because Señor Fish is in Long Beach thing. Which had really good fish tacos at 2 in the morning after some drinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that one went through three of them already, three different makeovers.
Damn. I shot all of them too. This wall is always going to have a Vita henna.
Yeah, so I shot that one three times already. I shot the third one, but I haven't shared it yet. And I think I'm going to reshoot it because también I'm really particular when it comes to shooting. Since I come back, if I'm not feeling it, I don't like to shoot. First, I don't like to shoot when it's gloomy out. Or then that day it was when the sun was behind it, so it was super bright in my camera, so how it works. So the sky is super blown up while there's a lot of shade. So you know what? I'll just come back another day and I'll reshoot it.
Damn, man. So yeah, it takes a lot of patience.
Yeah, it's a lot of dedication too, man. I gotta go back. There's times that I have waited an hour or 30 just so the sun could hit it right where I want it. Because I don't want shadows.
See, look at that. Spoken like an artist. Yeah, you're picking your moment.
Ahí me pongo en el carro. People look at me like, este vato, ¿quién es, man? What is he doing here,
Don't worry about it. I'm just taking pictures.
Because I get off and, I talk. Si venden comida in the corner, for example, recently when I shot. And then I was shooting and some lady comes out from the store, but I think it was I don't know what it was. And then she's like, hey, don't be taking pictures here. And I was like, oh, I'm just taking pictures of Virgencita in Espanol. I switched it. And she looked at me and was like, I speak Spanish. I guess, I'm like, señora, no me el pinche, no para aquí en la frente. But I get it. I completely understand, who is this guy here?
The señora standing, out here checking you.
Yeah, just standing in front of this building, taking pictures. What is he doing,
Trying to buy the building.
Este vato que quiere.
He's going to gentrify the neighborhood.
Right? And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all.
Nah, hell nah. Yeah, you never know. Keepers are everywhere, man.
Dude, I have gotten people coming out, hey, what do you want, man? I just pictures of virgin. And they're like, are you police? I'm like, nah, man. I run a social media account, Cala Virgencita.
The fact that you kind of have to negotiate and de-escalate a fucking situation.
Yeah, dude, I could just walk away and ignore them, but I'm not doing anything wrong. So
it's that, right? You just got to meet people where they're at. It's beautiful, right, that you can code switch and be like, no, aquí estoy nomás tomando una foto.
Yeah.
Es mi proyecto, estoy tomando, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I've had to do that a couple of times. It's like, at the end of the day, we're public space, photography, whatever, but in the hood, people will check you and shit.
Yeah, dude, definitely.
Don't try pulling that shit like, estamos en el público, puedo tomar todas las fotos.
Yeah, you can.
That's dope. So, all right, so the photo show is going to be June 9th is the opening. I think that's a Friday, right?
That's a Friday, yes.
Probably be like a caminarte or something like that.
Yep. But
come through to Espacio, check out the show. That's the night, the opening, when Citlali is going to be reading poetry.
That's correct, yes. It'll be from 6 to 10 p.m. I'll be there 5:30. So, si quieren hablar, platicar conmigo, decirme cosas bonitas.
Get to know the artist. Buy him a beer. Buy him a taco.
Oh, we don't have to, pero I want to say no to you.
Some people want their flowers. Some people want their tacos.
the show's going to be, I believe, till July 2nd.
Nice.
So if you miss it, the day of No Te Sientas Mal, No Llores, you come check it out. During the regular business hours, con Espacio, you might have to check that out.
Yeah, if you ever want to check out what hours Espacio has, just check their Instagram.
Yep, Espacio 1839. That's 1839? Yeah, 1839. 1839. Sorry.
That big old sign.
Yeah, that's 1839. Casi no veo.
Aside from the opening, do y'all have anything planned in terms of more poetry readings or any kind of other programming since it's going to be up there for almost a month?
No, that's something we haven't talked about, but we might. Maybe end of the reception, we could probably do something.
Yeah,
it's a good idea thing, yeah. I'll probably go do that for whoever who they make it on the opening day. We could probably do something different.
Oh, it's summer. So many things are happening.
That's right. Summer. Oh.
I mean, it doesn't look like it. Doesn't feel like it, but...
I brought a jacket. I mean, for you that are listening, we're outside Chelas. So, it's cold. It's gloomy.
It's chilly.
So, yeah. So...
That's beautiful, man. So,
yeah, I'm excited.
Where can folks find you on social media?
Well, they could find me in my... Well, I want to say my personal. I really don't share personal stuff there. I actually just share, like, you know, the images.
Yes, that are not related.
I throw some brujitas there, here and there. But that will be Rodri, O-S-C-R. So, it's like Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I. And then Oscar, which is O-S-C-R, you know. Rodri Oscar without
the
A.
I'll have it in the episode description linked. Yeah. And then where can people find your Virgens?
It's in my bio on Rodri Oscar, but you don't want to do that. Just look for underscore La Virgencita.
Hell yeah. I'm excited to see the show. I'm excited to hear Citlali share their poetry. Yeah. It's going to be a dope night.
It is. I think it's going to be a beautiful. I mean, I don't think anybody's done things like this, you know, just focusing on La Virgencita. Either they have or they haven't, porque no me invitaron.
Folks are around. I've been to Zine Fest, and there's folks who have put out, like, entire zines of just photos of the Virgen.
That's beautiful.
You know? I think there's, like, one or two other cons that I followed them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, and honestly, you can do this city to city, right?
Yeah.
You can go somewhere like fucking Chicago, you know, or like New Mexico or something.
That's actually one of my plans to go to Chicago. A lot of people tag La Virgencita in Chicago, and they're beautiful. Yeah, they tag me a lot in other stuff, you know, and I appreciate that, them taking the time, you know, to share something beautiful with me. You know, they could be doing anything, whatever they want, but they decided to be like, hey, you know what, I want to share it with this dude that I have never met in my life. I don't even know how he looks like, o como se llama, but...
It's probably ugly.
You know, right? And that's a beautiful thing, you know? So it's like it's like the same people that share memes with you.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really beautiful. Hey, it speaks, you know?
That's a love language there. Dude, if I share memes with you, it's
like, for example, some people that share their Virginita murals, there's some that I already have shot. There's some that I haven't shot before. And I'll, you know, sometimes I feel better because I'm like, hey, I already shot this one. Or I don't even say it like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a beautiful one. I love it. You know, and I always tell them, hey, keep bringing them my way.
Yeah.
I don't try to discourage them.
Yeah.
Because, dude, they saw Virgencita, they thought of me, and they shared. I think that's beautiful, man. You know,
that's
like,
community there.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing. I'm out here, que voy a llorar. But, you know, because I feel appreciated. You know, they went out of their way to think.
Like,
you know,
we see you. Like, we see you.
Know?
What
they
you're
could
doing.
Easily say, oh, cool, I don't give a fuck. You know, whatever.
Exactly. So, exactly. You know.
That's a beautiful thing. So,
hell yeah, man.
Shout out to everybody that has gone out of their way to, you know, send me a Virgencita mural. You know, it doesn't matter if I shot it before or not. I appreciate it.
It's the act of itself. Like, that's community right there. So, dude, thanks again for making the time, for coming through, Oscar, talking about the photo show, hyping it up.
If you're
listening to this somehow after the photo show's over, I'm sorry.
Right.
But if you're not, come to the show. Come to the opening. Come when you can. Yeah. Right. Come
I'll
check it
here.
Out. Tag them.
I'll be here. Just talk to me.
If you're a school teacher, like, hit them up and be like, let me take my class to Espacio and we'll do a whole fucking photo.
Let's do it.
Talk,
you know, we could talk about photography. We could talk about tacos. We could talk about a lot of things.
You take your tacos seriously, man.
I do. I love my tacos. There's one time where I had a page dedicated just for tacos, dude. Yeah, it was called Tacos de Los Angeles.
Hey.
I had a really good following, too, but I decided to get rid of it because I just feel like it's a lot of work.
It is.
I just wanted to focus on one project, which is La Virgencita, you know, and I feel like we're oversaturated with foodies out there. But,
dude.
But I just want to give a shout-out to El Dragón and Javier because there's only two folks that I trust with tacos. So
that's high on the list right there.
Yeah, those guys, they know their tacos.
Also, two dudes I've had on my show.
That's right. Yeah, man. Shout out to them. So.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Javi, to Memo, everybody at LA Taco, always putting in work. And we got to meet for the first time at Taco Madness.
That's right. Yeah, we did.
You fucking had the fit. You had the hat.
Sombrero,
man.
Las
you were
botas.
On point, dude.
Dude, I was going to bring my sombrero today, too, pero... I had to leave it at home. I'm usually wearing it, but today I was like, you know what? And the reason why I don't want to bring it, because I might wear the same fit for the June a ninth. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just change it a bit because I don't want you to see me. Like, hey, they didn't the same thing you wore. So I'm like, I'm going to just switch
damn,
it up a little
bit.
You are,
bro. You're wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, right? So I'll be wearing my sombrero. So if you don't know how I look, just look for the guy with the sombrero.
Hell yeah. He's Papi Chulo.
Well, I hope so.
Thanks again, man, for coming through to the show. I appreciate it.
No,
so
thank you, man. I appreciate you. So.
Check out the Instagram. The link will be in the bio. Check out the photo show at Espacio. And yeah, thanks y'all for listening. This is Orale Bohite. I will catch you on the next one.
All right.